listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Well, I missed the Olympic opening, but boy, oh boy, did my X account light up. Oh, I couldn't believe it. But in a funny way, I wasn't that surprised. And I wasn't outraged. Because we know this is coming. We know we haven't yet hit rock bottom in this race to demoralize us all and to demean us and to tell us lies and to mock us. But every time they do it, more and more people are waking up to it. This just constant barrage designed to destroy our spirit, our values, our truth. But they can't win. They thought it was over 2,000 years ago when they crucified Jesus. Just starting. Still getting stronger. The love. And when you look at that Olympics opening, what came through to me from the clips I saw was just the hatred. The hatred for themselves, the hatred for humanity, the hate. The hate for all that is great and good, for everything that we aspire to, in fact, for everything that the Olympics represent. The athleticism, the sporting prowess, the competition, the best of the best, the world's best competing in friendship and sportsmanship. And you love watching those athletes, beautiful athletes, beautiful, beautiful figures and strength and grace. And that opening? Well, let's just say that lady that was sort of presented as Jesus in the Last Supper, she's a little bit heavy, to be frank. Don't think she's had the discipline of an Olympic athlete. And I don't think she feels very good about herself or her lifestyle. And I guess they expect us to be outraged and appalled and upset. And they say, oh, we're just pushing boundaries, yada, yada, yada. Oh, look, that person has part of their private parts hanging out. Oh, look, there's a little kid. Oh, look, we're all transgender because we're all being inclusive. Nah, you're a freak show. And you're doing it. Not that it. Well, why are they doing it? I think they're doing it to demoralize us and to make us lose our way. But what I've discovered, if you know the truth in Jesus doesn't affect you. In fact, I pray for them. I pray that they will find the peace and the comfort that we have found. And I pray that they'll seek forgiveness for the wrongs that they do. And that they may find a better side to themselves than the worst side of themselves. But we clearly have a way to go. Clearly we have a way to go. But that opening of the Olympics, compared to the other opening of the Olympics, most remarkably, I'm thinking of London, where the wonderful Queen was parachuted in with James Bond running along with her corgis. And the remarkable Rowan Atkinson played piano for that beautiful piece of music, Chariots of Fire. And France did that. As Kim.com said, it wasn't so much the start of the Olympics, it was the end of Western civilization. But it makes it stark for us, does it not? What our elites think? Man, they must live in a bubble. Man, they must be up themselves. Can you imagine how many people that would have to go through to get approval and to get signed off? Yes, this is a very, very good idea. We'll take Leonardo da Vinci's iconic Last Supper, the painting that captures the meaning of that sacred moment where we were invited to the Last Supper and what Jesus, our Lord, said. Leonardo da Vinci's painting of that captured it. They couldn't paint that. They couldn't make anything beautiful. And so they desecrate it. And that was signed off by the elites, by the top dogs, by the big wigs in France, by the big wigs in the Olympics. And that's the depravity of their minds. And they think that what? We're as depraved? Well, they'll make us depraved? No, they won't. Because we can see them now. We can see them. Might have a bit of a debate about what it is. Personally, I think they've been overtaken by evil. That's why they'll let men compete against women, because they want to destroy women. That's why they put on a show like that, because they want to destroy the family. They want to destroy Christianity, because they're filled with hate. That's what the Olympics opening suggested to me. And I noticed amongst friends and colleagues that raised it with me, they were shocked and they were moved. And they started to say, Rodney, maybe you're right. Not that it's me that's right. It's just that this is a spiritual war now. Good versus evil. And the Olympic opening was a display of evil. Think of the imagery and that terrible portrayal, that mockery of the Last Supper, to have genitalia hanging out and a little lost child there. Send me a text, 2057. Email me, inbox@rallycheck.radio. Thank you so much for listening.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.